Welcome to 99hobbies.com. This is another interview conducted at AtlantaCon 2006, this one with Ron Politica, WB3AAL, just after his talk entitled Portable Operation on the Appalachian Trail and How Not to FYBO. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Dave.
I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about how long is the Appalachian Trail?
The whole length is roughly about 2,100 miles, somewhere around there.
So let's say I wanted to do that tonight.
Dream on.
I'll be there until from 10 o'clock until...
6 months from now.
Has anybody ever done that?
Oh, every year. There's a whole platoon of people that go out. A lot of them hike from... Most of them hike south to north. There's a handful that hike north to south.
What if they took a ham radio with them?
Never been done.
Au contraire. We're going to talk about that right now. Did you start sweating before or after you walked into the room?
Before, Dave. A little warm to be wearing that hat.
Oh, my God. I was talking about that before when you said, I have to take this off. I'm sweating. Sweating on the AT is a bad thing. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially in the wintertime. I do not want to become wet while it's cold out. Any kind of weather below 40 degrees, being wet out in the AT or even anywhere and with a wind blowing on you, can give you hypothermia very quickly.
Now, for people like myself who have not done that, tell me about hiking on the Appalachian Trail. I mean, what is that like? Well, first of all, you know what? Why would you do it?
I was asked that question. yes, actually, at the first AtlantaCon I talked at, one guy raised his hand. He asked me, Ron, he says, do you live in a house? I said, yes, I do. And he says, okay, does that house have a roof over it? I said, sure. Okay, does that house also have heat in it? Yeah. You pay your bills, you have electric and heat and everything. Sure, I do. Why in the name of this earth are you going out on the Appalachian Trail and hiking with your radios when it's so cold out there? I said, because it's there and I enjoy the outdoors.
Well, now you're a hiker, you're a mountain climber. I mean,
not a mountain climber.
I mean, I'm looking at you right now. You look like me. I mean, you look like a regular kind of guy. You're not, you know, buffed out, you go to the gym 5 times a week.
Nope.
Are you an enthusiast for hiking, or I mean, what's your story? Tell me all about yourself.
Actually, electrician, and I've always worked outside. And either when I first started out doing homes, you're out no matter what kind of weather.
Sure.
And then I got into the industrial part of it, a lot heavier work, and you're still out in the weather no matter what. And I just really like the hiking. Ever since I was a kid, I'd always be hiking or riding a bicycle all over the place. It would have been nothing for me when I was in high school to ride 100 miles in a day on a bike.
That's amazing. I've done some of those. I lived in Southern California, and I did the bike ride out to Otay, and it was 20 miles. And even as a kid, I'm like, oh, now I got to get back home. Oh, my God. So, anyway, your talk today was getting on ham radio on the Appalachian Trail.
Yep.
I saw a solar panel in some of your pictures, but I also saw some gigantic batteries, that the big lead acid things that you did. So, for the people that are listening who weren't able to make it here to AtlantaCon, can you recap that and talk about when you do solar power, when you do QRP and battery power and so forth?
All right. Yeah, well, most QRP, I'm about 95% of the time I run QRP. And when I do run 100 watts, I will be operating from a lighthouse. I belong to the Amateur Radio Lighthouse Society. And that can be found at http://arlhs.com. Great outfit that helps preserve lighthouses. I'll run 100 watts there.
So I'll put that in the show notes so that you know, if people click on that,
sure.
Is there a plate when they get there? Can they also look at offsite links that?
Oh, yeah, it's loaded with them. loaded with that light.
So it's a good resource for people. Now, for Lighthouse, or what kind of stuff would they find there?
That's a lot to deal with lighthouses and all throughout the whole country and the world, and different operating events, just lighthouses in general. The reason why I brought that up is basically that's the only time I really operate more or less sideband and 100 watts output. But that's where the big lead acid batteries that you see in the 100 amp hour ones, that's what you've seen there in my slide.
And I have to tell people that, again, the reason that we're here in Baltimore is for the QRP, which is low power operation. And when we talk about low power, the light bulb here looks like about a 40 watt light bulb that's barely lighting up stuff. It's kind of dark here.
Oh yeah,
40 watts is really more than most of these guys use for talking around the world. So when you say QRP and lighthouses, yep. Well, you say, well, I use 100 watts, so usually I don't use that much power.
No, I really don't. When I'm out in a trail, I always take my QRP, which is 5 watts and under, and mostly operates CW. I do some sideband from the trail, not that often because of the rig I take with me.
Now let me ask, when you use CW, is it a straight key? Is it a paddle? Is it a keyer? Is it a computer-generated, or what do you do?
I use the Elecraft K1. It has a built-in keyer with memory. Use the memory a lot in the cold weather.
CQ.
And QTH, my location, where I'm at. But normally it's a paddle that I'll use. And with the radio, like I said, I use the memories for CQ or the QTH, my location where I'm at.
Okay.
But mostly 5 watts or less up on the trail. Usually use a vertical antenna, and battery is either a 7 amp seal lead acid.
Okay.
Or 2.5 amp seal lead acid.
Now I had some questions about the batteries, and I also want to ask you about the antenna. I think that this interview is going to go more than the 9 minutes I want to, but so as far as batteries are concerned, you've got this thing that's basically, it's full of lead. How do you get that to the trail?
Oh, well,
and if you could, for the people that can't see my hand gesture, we're talking about something the size of what?
Well, you're looking at
five slices of bread.
A 7-amp sealed lead acid battery is what you would find like in an alarm system or something like that, which is roughly about 6 inches in length, 3.5 to 4 inches high, and maybe about 2.5 inches deep. So it's fairly small and compact.
So it's like a couple bricks, you know, on the side of
about
a house.
About the size of a brick is a good way describe that.
Okay. You talked about what doctors might tell, what you're healthy, maybe you're healthy, maybe not. What would you recommend people do when they want to take a big hike like this? Hams or not?
Well, first, use your common sense. You know, if you're in semi-good condition, that where, you know, you can go walk around the block a couple times and you're not gasping for air. It's not a bad thing. Even if you're not in the best of shape, you don't have to go far. There's a lot of places on the Appalachian Trail where you can drive up, park your car, and it's all a level plain where you can walk in. And there's sometimes you can walk up to 2 miles and not even go up or downhill. So you got to scout out the areas where you're going to go to try to find what's going to be suited for you.
Now, if somebody wants to learn about the Appalachian Trail, there's probably like 1,000 websites. Can you go to Google and type in Appalachian Trail and find out?
Yeah. And the one place it'll probably take you to is the Appalachian Trail Conference. Anything you want to find out, you can probably find out through that site because of their links.
That's amazing. I listened to an audiobook from Bill Bryson called A Walk in the Woods, and I have to say that I had never heard about walking the whole AT, you know, a person doing it. Have you done that run?
No. Basically, I've started in the Delaware Water Gap in northeastern part of PA, and we're working our way south through Pennsylvania Pennsylvania has 225 miles of the trail through the whole state.
Okay.
And you got to realize Pennsylvania is the most rockiest part of the whole Appalachian Trail because that's where all the glaciers stopped and deposit the debris of rocks.
Now, it's rocky. Does that cause a problem with your feet or going uphill and downhill all the time? Or what
depends
that,
on the person.
What's that mean?
Yeah, it could double, triple your time what you would normally walk if you had a clear trail.
Why is it?
Well, you got to watch so you don't overturn your ankle or fall or trip. Because if you do and you're out 5-10 miles, that's a long way walking back with something broken.
All right, now we've talked about the AT. Let's talk about operating portable.
Sure.
While you're on the trail, the Appalachian Trail, and you brought a radio with you because you had some extra, let's bring an extra few pounds with us. Let's get on the air.
Oh, yeah. People think I'm nuts, and especially the people that see me out in the trail, they're like, what are you doing? But what I basically try to do is I've been trying to cut down the weight, and I've been getting down between 40 and 45 pounds, which is pretty good weight to be carrying. For me, it's not that bad. And I'll take my a basic rig, a battery, 25 feet of RG8X coax, my antenna, which is usually a vertical. I've been sticking with that because there's sometimes you do not have trees that you can string a dipole up with.
Well, which bands do you plan on operating on? The higher frequencies with the shorter antennas?
No, not really. I try to give people that live close into me a chance to operate, to work me from the trail. And I basically operate 40, 30, 20, and 15 meters.
Oh, good, good.
So I try, I really, whenever I go out, I first work 15 and then I work my way up.
So tell me about your setup when you decide you're going to stop someplace, you're going to set up the radio, you got the battery. And the radio, you're going to set up the antenna and the obviously a counterpoise, I think.
Sure. The antenna that I'm using, it's called the VBWFPA, made by WA3WSJ.
Okay.
And
is there a link I can put on the notes for that?
WA3WSJ.com.
Okay, I'll put that in here.
And the antenna is a basic, simple fishing pole. That it's a 27-foot fishing pole that expands. It collapses down to about 54 inches, I think. And you expand the pole, you have to slide your coil over it, and as you're expanding the pole, you hook the vertical radiator on with a snap swivel, and you run that up, you hook it into your coil, and then you have two sets of radials. There's three wires on each set, so you have a total of six radials going out.
Now, how long does it take to set up something like that?
5 minutes max.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're on top of a beautiful mountain. You're looking over all of creation, and you get on QRP. How much power are we talking about for your transmitter?
5 watts at the most. Sometimes I'll have it down to 2 watts, and I'm talking over into Russia, Europe without any problems.
Is it always CW, or do you use a sideband?
Occasionally I'll take my K2 out, my Elecraft K2, and I'll work some sideband. Mostly CW, though.
And that's all on battery power?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, even when I run sideband, it's battery power.
Okay. Now, so. do you when your battery gets low, do you charge it up by plugging into the 115 outlet that they have?
Oh, yeah, the extension cord is miles. And it's kind of neat. Along the trail, there's those multi-strips all over the place.
Well, let's say that you can't find one of those. Do you ever use maybe solar power? Or do you?
Oh, sure. My first solar panel I got was came out of Desert Storm Technology. It's a flexible 5-watt panel that's made by Unisolar. And it keeps a good charge on, and I actually have it set up that I can be hiking along the trail while topping off my battery with the solar panel. And granted,
so you set it up like over your backpack?
Yeah, it's hanging right off the back.
Oh, that's great.
So that way while I'm hiking, it's topping off my battery. And then when I get to a location where I want to operate, I set everything up, and I still have the battery being charged by the solar panel.
Oh, that's awesome. Ron Politica, thank you so much for taking the time. There's a whole bunch of people downstairs that want to talk to you. They enjoyed
you,
your
Dave.
Presentation. And hopefully we'll talk again next time when you're out on the AT, okay?
Sure, Dave. No problem.
Okay. 73.
73.
73 from 99hobbies.com.